If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The rain has finally stopped in Lincoln, Nebraska. It rained pretty much an inch across the entire state yesterday.
Wow.
For, I don't know, 24 hours of rainfall, it felt like. Everybody got rain yesterday in Nebraska.
That's what Missing Tooth Greg said today.
That's incredible.
That he had an inch of rain in his rain gauge.
That's about what everyone had.
Huh.
I thought it would be more than that because we had a little bit of a downpour. Didn't we have a little downpour?
We had a couple downpours.
Late at night and then a little bit more. Then we had some sheets of rain earlier. Then just a constant, nice, steady, soaking rain. Wow. Cloudy, overcast. It was...
You love it.
It's what I dream of.
I got a phone call from Bill yesterday. Yes. Said this is I got a gift from God today. Yes. He said this was a gift from up above.
For sugar, for everything. Just
sugar liked it.
Temperature in the 50s. Yeah, we got to walk. As soon as the rain kind of let up a little bit, I'd put
in
my
the afternoon
on. And, yeah, I went took her out.
Same.
And just was very happy. She was
put
so
a raincoat on.
I had a little rain. There was still some rain coming down, but the
raincoat on.
She would walk in some of the a lot of these just we were walking down the street, just walks in the yards, and there was just slushing. I mean, the yards were soaked. There was standing water in yards.
Mm-hmm.
It was great times.
Bullet was a mess. He was a mess. I bet we walked about the same, approximately the same time as late afternoon.
Yeah.
Was it late afternoon? When the rain subsided.
Mine was a little bit earlier. We had the rain come more after. I had a little break in there. So I was more in the 12:31
o'clock. Oh, no. Time. Mine was like 4 or 3. And the rain was done for a period. This is really idle chit-chat.
This is great.
This is really idle. But anyway, the rain had stopped, but it was still a mess. That's the thing we deal with. Now, I'm in a little different kind of neighborhood than you, and there's probably just more dirt. and in mud, in this case, mud. So, God, it's just this bullet has no idea what you got to – because he isn't, you know – they don't think, the dogs don't think, okay, my feet are dirty. I got to stay off the white carpet.
Yeah.
You go right to the white carpet.
That doesn't come out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. There's a lot of clean.
You have to have a system right away. We came in, Laura was right there, had a beach towel, and we wiped the feet off like that, the undercarriage. Yeah. We had to get.
Yeah. That's what I do with Bullet. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But I will say this.
The towel gets all dirty.
We'll say this. Sugar does enjoy the towel part. She just sits there. The guy knows the plan.
Yeah.
Knows exactly what's going on, why the towel's out, everything's fine.
Same with Bullet. It has no problem with it because I think he knows there's a treat coming.
Yes, usually a treat comes right after that.
So he's just all
a little
he's
bit
all
of patience
good.
For the reward.
Yeah. Jake.
Yes.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, I got some text from you yesterday. See, in the off
season. Oh, there was a big move
here's the deal, Bill. In the off season, when it's May, June, July, every text that Sip sends me is usually some sort of screenshot of a song he's listening to.
No, but here's what happened.
For Song of the Day, or just to say, listen, I heard this. He renewed his Sirius radio, so he's got Sirius back.
He's very excited about that.
You sent me a shot of your screen that was the lowdown by Boz Skaggs. Yeah. You were excited to hear Boz Skaggs.
I was amazed by the whole Sirius thing. She said, okay, get in your truck if you can, and I'm going to ship the signal in. It's going to just take a couple minutes. I'm like, really? You're shipping a signal into my truck?
Imagine that in the 70s. Having someone tell us, hey, get in your car.
I don't understand.
I'm going to give you cable radio. What do you do? Just all you do is just nothing. Just get in your car.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
That's it.
I was like, really? Don't send anything else. Just send the signal. The signal came in 3 minutes, and...
It's probably a good idea. Like, I probably should tell my wife or loved ones, kids and stuff. Hey, listen, if you can't find me sometime, just call Sirius. They can find me. They would know.
Would they know?
They would. They'd be able to say,
would they know?
Hang on. Yeah, he's at 12th and P. He's at Taco Inn.
Having some lunch over there.
Yeah, they could. Sirius could find you. I guarantee you they could find you anytime.
$15 a month. See how it goes.
You bargain with them?
I thought you were going to try to get it lower.
No, I didn't.
Should have bargained. They got you there.
I couldn't bargain with this person because I couldn't understand the person. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. She couldn't understand me either, and I can't hear. It was the fact that we even got the deal done was amazing, so I wasn't really in position to whittle it down.
Just to haggle.
All right.
Do I have it or not?
Yeah. There was a delay. Yeah. I can't hear anything. I can't understand what's going on most of the time. So, no, I wasn't haggling. Trix can do that for some reason. She did it, and she got a better deal than me. But I got a good – I'm okay with $15 a month. That seems like a good deal.
Still a very good deal.
You're not paying anything. So, whatever.
You owe us 50 cents today to listen to everything you want. It's like that.
There you go. We can get by with that.
Look at the daily rate.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, that's a great way.
We're going to get by with this. We're going to survive.
That's good perspective.
Candy bars are $1.50 now.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
You get unlimited radio for 50 cents.
Gum's like $2.43.
Yeah.
For my pack of extra. Quit buying extra.
But buy an extra. But keep your radio.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do, by the way. Thanks. This is good idle chit-chat. I'm quitting. I don't need to chew that gum. I don't know if you've ever noticed how
you did it yesterday on the air.
It is on air.
People commented on it, by the way.
Randomly, I saw you put a piece of gum in during. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
And I just start chomping.
You start chomping on it, yeah. And then people said,
what is Sip eating? It was gum.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not chomping.
Because of expenses or because of the chomping?
Because the chomping is really obnoxious to people. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just gum. Yeah. No, I'm done with it.
That's it. We'll see about it. This has been good for me. Just like you're done with sugar, too, or not? Not the dog, but sugar.
Yeah, I'm off sugar. As you go up and try to look for old pastries every single day. Old pastries in the back.
Not all pastries are just sugar-based, right?
It's a lot.
I'd say about 99.9%.
I'm not sure
what the 0.01% is, but it...
But anyway, so just if you just cut out one thing, that pays for your radio.
There you go.
Bam. I got nothing else.
Is it calm day otherwise for you?
No. It was not calm, but I
just worked all day?
No. This in June, what you do, and I don't know if Bill's like that, when you have my kind of job, in June and July, you try to do a lot of the stuff you should have done during the year.
That happens. Yeah.
I'm not going to get...
Okay.
Some of it's accounting related, but that's just that.
Do you have your taxes done yet?
Yeah.
It is June 4th. Tax day was April 15th, as it is every single year.
Residual issues that I've been dealing with, but they're being dealt with. So yeah, everything's good. There's just a lot of phone calls that have to be made. Sometimes you have to set aside 5 hours or 4 hours and just start hammering away. That's what I was
saying. On Monday on this show, we brought up an embarrassing fact about the Rockies. The Rockies were 10-9-50 as of Monday. Guess what happened?
They won again.
They won two straight. They won their first series of the year.
Who was it against?
At the Marlins. They went on the road where they were 3-28 prior to this trip. Now they're 5-28. They could sweep today against the Marlins.
What are the Marlins bad too?
They're not good. Yeah, they're not Rockies bad in terms of record, but they're not good. So the Rockies go on the road. They said, screw this, all these stories about us being terrible, and they win a series.
It's the Miami Marlins.
It is the Miami Marlins.
So it's not the Florida Marlins.
Just changed their name, I don't know, 15 years ago probably. Yes. Back to Miami.
When they played in that series, though, they were the Florida Marlins.
They've won it twice as Florida.
Yeah.
Never as Miami.
Hmm.
Hold it. They've won the World Series twice?
They have. In 90,
this is news to me.
In 97 and 2003, Bill, they won the World
this
Series.
This is news to me. Had no idea that happened.
Dontrell Willis.
I have no idea.
That was 03.
Yeah.
Before that, 97. They beat the Indians / Guardians in 97, and I think they beat the Yankees in 2003.
I think it was the Yankees.
Okay, this is the first time. I know there's no way I'd been that would have happened.
They were the Florida Marlins, though. Maybe that's why you're confused. I don't know. Can you name another player?
Yeah, they had Mike Lowell at that point. I think they had Miguel Cabrera before he went to the Tigers in 03, pretty sure.
Hey, listen, Rudy's nodding in approval with a Lawrence hat on.
Maybe Juan Pierre, possibly, in that team.
God, Jake.
Juan was incredible.
Luis Castillo, I want to say.
Okay, Jake.
I was watching a lot of baseball.
He's showing off.
Hey, you've talked about the 70s. You did the whole all nine players for the Dodgers.
Reds.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers and the Reds.
Dodgers and the Reds. Yeah. So it's the same thing for me. We're the same age at that point.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I could do that.
Yeah. So it was 97 and 2003.
Yeah. For the Marlins.
You were knee-deep in it.
It was in football. A lot going on. It definitely wasn't. Obviously, wasn't watching the World Series real close.
Well, I wasn't either.
Yeah, had no idea that happened.
I will say regarding the Marlins, too, one last thing. Yesterday, your friend Shane came in and gave us... Gave us some shirts. He informed us he is a Marlins fan. He said, I have never in my lifetime...
Met one.
I've been to Miami a couple times. I've never encountered a Marlins fan.
Yeah.
Never met one.
Yeah. I've never heard of that either.
He's a Marlins.
He's an actual Marlins fan.
But how much different is than you being a Dolphins fan?
I'd say a lot different.
Is
because the Dolphins, NFL, I mean, the Dolphins have had...
Their established franchise.
Yes. Marlins are still kind of new. They were like new in the 90s, the late mid to early 90s. The Dolphins were one of the original teams in the league.
Do you run into many Dolphins fans?
There's a lot of Dolphins fans.
I've seen about 15 in Lincoln.
God, really?
Shindaddy's all Dolphins. Duke is all Dolphins.
See?
Duke's original logo for his plumbing company was
a dolphin.
Basically, stole the Dolphins logo, basically. I don't know if he did any trademarks
I'd
on
like
that,
to see that, but, yeah. by the way. I'd like to see that.
Duke, you sent a picture, and he has
Duke,
that, guaranteed.
Duke, send me the... I need to see that.
Duke, we got some dirt on you.
Yeah, we have some stuff.
You're really going to come at us.
Well, this all come with the lawsuit.
Hey.
Oh, really? Really? Do you know the other Dolphins were that they use their logo for your plumbing?
What about that one, Duke?
How about that one? You like that? Yeah. Can we talk about a breaker?
I'd like to, yeah.
So a random chance meeting with Brian Kiefer, just a random chance meeting with this guy. And Brian works at Spectrum. Our paths crossed yesterday.
Spectrum.
And we just started talking about some things. And he drives up from, it used to be at Mound City. Now it's Rockport, I believe.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Drives here every day. And he goes, the trip's great. I go, why? We're talking. Finally, he goes, well, I listen to you guys' show every day. I go, that's incredible. The guy listens. He drives every day,
really,
from Rockport to Lincoln.
Yes,
and he's a breaker. He goes, no, I listen to the show every single day.
Rockport on the border, Rockport.
No, that's not Rockport. What town would it be? Missouri.
Yes, Rockport, yeah. Missouri.
Is that right?
You're in the right range.
An hour and 15 away
with the fireworks stand, right?
Yeah, it'd be an hour and 15 away.
You're in the right range.
Okay. I know.
Sure
I had
that right.
I
know.
You're good.
It used to be Mound City, where he used to live. Now he's in.
Got it.
But yeah, but it was just pretty amazing talking to somebody. I go, hang on. He goes, yeah, you guys make my day. That's very kind of you.
Like
that. I went over it once, but I'll do it again. Brian Kiefer.
Brian.
Yes.
His name's Brian.
Yes. I just want you to say it again.
Yes.
Brian Kiefer.
But it's just nice when you meet breakers out there.
And so is he driving right now or driving like at 7?
He's driving right now.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for listening.
He gets in about 7, so he takes off around 5:30, 5:45 every day.
Wow.
And makes the drive.
Up I-29.
Up I-29. Whips up here. Probably going through Nebraska City, whipping this way. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Breakers.
Good morning to Brian, making the drive from Rockport.
And good morning to Shane.
And the rest of the Breakers, too.
Yeah.
Out there. Bolt was the first one, as always, chiming in on YouTube.
He's here.
East Lincoln, Wes, and Genghis, and Bolt's Justin,
your friend.
And Ben.
Hold it. Are we doing roll call?
No, we're not. I'm just saying, on YouTube, I'm seeing a lot of...
All right, so I want to know.
This is great, because they're all friends in the YouTube chat. They're saying good morning to each other.
To each other?
Like, the first five are Bolt. Good morning, Breakers. East Lincoln West is good morning, Breakers. Genghis is good morning, Breakers. Ben, morning, everyone. Like, they're talking to each other while they're listening to the show.
This is incredible.
I like that.
There's a community. Would you say that there is a community? That's what I think there is.
Yeah. I mean, There's a breaker community.
You always hear that. You know, to raise a kid, it takes a village, and we need a village of help to help us out.
Well, we do. We were really off our. I mean, we showed some slippage yesterday, mainly old man slippage over there.
What calling it?
Field hockey.
I knew it was inside. I knew it was inside, but the whole premise is based off of.
I was right. I was just as bad as you on it. I couldn't come up with floor. Floor hockey.
And we hope that
we weren't playing in a field. Is the point?
Yeah, that's true.
we hope on Sunday that Bill receives the two different wooding scooters that the Scaper promised him.
That would be incredible to have. So first thing I talked to everybody goes, you ran over your fingers. There's a lot of,
a lot of pain.
People just going back to class bandaged up.
What happened?
Scooters.
You surely did, at least. I know, I did.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
Everyone did.
Ah. You know, it'd be
The thing was, most of it was all, it was like, it was, you know, killed by friendly fire. You ran over your own fingers.
Right.
Yeah, more so than somebody else.
You weren't running over, you weren't running over anybody's fingers.
But your hands were out and on the floor, and then there was wheels coming at you at all times.
You were using your legs too.
Your legs were just flailing. That's how you powered yourself.
That's probably.
You'd use your arms too at that, but there was just
That was the exercise part of it.
Yeah, fitness.
I can't remember what we were doing on them. I was trying to think of that yesterday. Were we playing? I don't know what we were doing.
You played a form of soccer or hockey. Yeah, that's what you played with that.
Okay. And it wasn't tag or something.
And you got yourself. Well, you did. There probably was another game.
Could be some tag.
But as soon as you got on, the first thing you did was to disrupt the teacher really bad. When you got on it and just started going as fast as you could across the gym. And everybody's like, no, stop. And then you're just like, no, man, I got this.
You did it again.
You can't wait to get on it.
And you would say that some of these boards were faster than others.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would say this. You would liken it to getting a cart at a Walmart Hy-Vee. Some carts are not the same as the other one. Right. One bad wheel.
The wobbly wheel.
Yeah. One bad wheel. Yep. You get one of those, all four wheels are rolling, life's good. Two of them are just going in circles.
No, that's what I remember. Sometimes you could get a really good one, and sometimes you could get one that Connie Scott could catch you.
Connie.
I had a classmate named Connie Scott. She called me Mr. Whipple. That's how I remember.
Remember?
Yeah. Connie.
It was Mr. Whipple. He was the toilet paper guy, right?
Yes. My name is Sipple.
So went with
Whipple.
And she, yes.
So
she thought it was funny, didn't she?
She thought it was hilarious.
Yes. I still kind of think it is.
It is. She was
what did you call her then?
Connie.
Just Connie.
She was funny. She was super funny. German class. Mm. I learned German. Good God.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Justin on YouTube says, is that a chicken on Sip's hat? Yes, it is. That's the hat I got from Hawaii for Bill and Sip.
Yeah, I got a bad haircut, so I'm wearing going hat more.
Wait, when did you get
the hair? I'm not saying where I got it.
The hair was
fine
yesterday.
That was like a month ago. No, a week ago you got a haircut.
Yeah, it was bad.
You had your hat. We
talked about your haircut at
Matt Talbot.
Yeah,
it looked
bad. Bad haircut.
Yeah.
No, I got a bad one. I'm not saying where
it is.
You're
getting like last night because it looked good yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think it looks good.
We thought it looks fine.
I gotta go back and I'm going back again, but those things are $35. I mean,
It didn't throw us off. Yeah. Your hair looked fine yesterday.
We thought it looked good.
Unless something changed from last night to today.
I think you're
it looked
making
fun.
Stuff up trying to get attention.
No, I know I got she didn't cut the top. She didn't cut the top.
It looked fine.
It's a critical piece of the haircut, I think. The top. I think that's one of the things.
I said,
Imagine getting your hair cut. Hey, just do the sides.
That's kind of what we're talking about, I think. She didn't get it. I don't know. I don't give great instructions.
One last thing on the scooters from the text line says, this unnamed texter says, a lot of parents found out how good their health insurance coverage was when those four scooters got whipped out at gym class.
Yeah, when they came out. Accidents happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember anything that would have caused I never remember anyone going to the ER.
No.
No,
it was just anything like that.
Nothing like that.
No.
No, that didn't happen.
Did they pull out trampolines in high school?
Oh, yeah. I remember I lost the toenail in fifth grade. I missed 2 weeks of school.
I can't. Remember. If I'm asking. I don't know if we did that.
We had the trampolines. You didn't have trampolines?
I don't remember. I'm not saying
it's
didn't.
A long time
We had the giant trampoline, and we had to unfold it. And then everyone, you had to be around the edge of it for safety. That was their big things. Like you imagine being a second grader, and I'm going to stop the kid from launching off the side of this thing. Oh, it was you double bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been. Yeah. That might have been something you did. I don't think we did that.
The feeling when you first get on a trampoline is incredible. When you first get on the big trampoline, it was like, this is incredible. Those, talk about eliminated. Everyone's eliminated from schools. All of a sudden, it finally came out like, guys, this is an insurance nightmare.
How would you get have a rid trampoline? Of them?
And I want to know where they went. Because all of a sudden, all of a sudden, it went across the board within probably 2 months. Every trampoline in Nebraska was gone. Where'd they go? Where did they go?
They just throw them away.
No,
they had to go somewhere.
They didn't. It wasn't
use.
Some, but
what
I have no.
Those springs.
Those springs were incredible. Was there like 100 of them?
Yeah, you got to put them on.
Oh yeah, they were. Oh, it was better times.
Better times.
Yes.
In the neighborhood, somebody always had a tramp. Not everybody though.
No.
Not every house had a trampoline, but somebody did.
Now you still see them. The trampoline with the cage around it.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, cage. It's more of a cloth cage.
Yeah, it's a cloth cage.
Yes.
Still a cage, though.
Once again, very suspect. Like, what's it going to do?
Yeah, I don't know what's going
to keep you in.
But... And you see the ones that are like the great parents, which when I got one for the girls, we just put it up and they just had a blast on it. But the really great parents, they bury it. So they dig a hole and the trampoline is ground level.
Yes.
And so you're not, so that way the fall, when you make the fall, you're not
doesn't
also
hurt.
Adding
boom,
in,
you're hitting
you're
the ground.
Not adding in 3 feet of drop. Like that, so that was always that's when you that was an elite parenting. When you see, oh wow, they have a trampoline and they buried it. It's like this is incredible.
Elite parenting probably not quite as fun.
Yes, not as fun.
Because part of the fun is the fear of perhaps falling.
And then there'd be some people like the ones that come by. Like that. Hey, Timmy, you want to come on the tramp and stuff with the kids? No, parents said I can't. I would never be those parents. I'd be like, if you know that there's parents that were told that you know, you can't get on that trampoline over there at that
house. Oh, no doubt.
You can't do that.
You find right, I don't see your parents over here. Come
I
on
would,
up.
I would
Come
always, on. Yeah. I would always be like,
are they here?
Hey, can I be on the trampoline at the neighbors? Yeah, you sure can. Go try it out. Let's work let's do the best you can. But yeah, get up there. Give it a shot. See what happens.
I just don't even recall discussion. Yeah. Better times, there wasn't as much discussion.
No,
about that
there
stuff.
Was no. Never a time like that did my parents come by and be like, yeah, you can't be on a train.
Hey, we need to talk about this trampoline.
No, never even talked about it.
The only talk would be as if you fell and broke your collarbone.
That'd be a problem.
And then there would be, and then the conversation of not that you're mad at you or whatever this. Why were you on the Thompson house? Why were you on the roof? That's just the question. Why were you up there? I saw you up on the roof. Well, I had to go up and get the ball down, or we're just up there because we could or whatever. Okay. They just wanted to know. They didn't really tell you not to go up there. Mm-hmm. It was like, you can't ever be on a roof. No, that wasn't the case whatsoever. They just wanted to know, why were you up there? That was it.
Why were you on the telephone pole?
Yes, what was going on there?
What are you doing?
It's a long story.
He's used it to retrieve a ball.
Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Joey Robeson and the team doing big things in Bertrand. If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. The website is 738ag.com.
So this must be one of those names that sometimes pronunciation is different. Because I was talking to someone, and someone goes, FYI on Joey, it's Robeson. And I've always said Robeson.
I have said Robeson my
entire life. Whoa. He's never corrected me. I introduced you to him, Jake.
Yeah, you did.
He's never corrected
me. Robeson.
But he said the correct way around Bertrand is Robeson.
Robeson.
And I've always said Joey Robeson. I said that forever when I introduced. And that's all I've ever called him. Never been corrected on it.
If he's never corrected you, then
there must be a two-way pronunciation. Yep. Joey, chime in. But I'll tell you one thing, that they're crushing it out there. Seed, chemicals, spray. What's going on
fertilizer.
Right now? Fertilizer.
Seed.
Do you need nitrogen right now? Yeah. Get a hold of Joey. He'll bring it over himself. You got to have
from
nitrogen.
From Bertrand.
Yeah, from Bertrand.
Bertrand.
He's got his own sprayers. Has his own trucking company.
God.
Yeah, has his own truck. Yeah,
does he really?
Yeah, things went really well. Guess how
doing
he did
well
it.
For himself.
Guess how he did it. He worked at it. That's what it was. It wasn't like, well, yeah, I just went back to the farm and everything was already going. No. They had a farm, they had a plan, then they just grew on it.
Jeez.
Complete business model. And you get a chance to grit. Talked about that. Grit. Unbelievable.
Grit.
Grit. It's grit farming is what it is at 101 at its finest. Go out and see Joey. Your life will change.
Again, if you're a farmer who likes to work hard but smarter, please call Joey and the crew at 738 Ag. The website 738ag.com. Saw a list from Husker Line on Three yesterday.
Hut!
Spring it on me.
From Robin Washit, your colleague, Sip.
Yeah, you work right with him. You sit right next to him sometimes.
I do.
Sometimes, yeah. Every day.
Do you guys have a desk? Do you have a desk over there at Sean's house?
Yeah. Cubicle?
Is that Sean's house?
His house.
Okay.
It's not his house. It's a
can anyone stop by?
Keep talking. It is. Are you going to the quarterbacks or running back?
Quarterback.
Yes, people do stop by. It's in the, and if you want to stop by,
yeah, give us the address.
It's on the third. It's 700 R.
Okay, and where is this at?
Which is it's the third floor of the post office, right, the federal post.
By PBA.
Yeah, right, hard by PBA.
So if today, Breaker, stop in. Will you be there, Steve? Stop in and see people.
First of all, I won't be there, I don't think. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was not looking for attention on my hair. It's a serious.
The hair looks fine.
It's fine.
I don't understand the problem.
Serious,
yeah. It looks good.
Anyway, he ranked the quarterbacks. So where are you getting at here?
Well, I guess the question is, are we under the impression that Dylan Royola is a top three quarterback in the Big Ten entering the season? Per Robin Washington, ranked the top. He did the top five. Didn't do the whole conference. The top five quarterbacks. He put this as his top five in the Big Ten. Number one, Drew Aller, Penn State. Number two, Luke Altmyer in Illinois. Three, Dylan Royola. And number four, Fernando Mendoza, the transfer from Cal, now at Indiana, followed by number five, Nico Iamaleava at UCLA, the Tennessee transfer. So per Robin's assumption, he puts Dylan as a top three quarterback, number three in the Big Ten heading into this year.
I don't know, but they're all big except for Altmyer. I don't know how to rank them. Aller,
Aller's, I did not know. Aller's 6'5", 245.
He's big. That I wouldn't have guessed 245. I'd have guessed him more 6'3 and a half, 215. Someone said, what is he? 6'3 and a half, 215. That's what I'd have thought. Yes.
Yeah. So he's 243. But 6'5". Yeah. Aller, I guess, makes sense, right? As the number one guy. I've never been big on him, but he's probably the best guy.
I don't know if he is or not.
I mean, Altmyer, you guys really like Altmyer.
I like Altmyer. I really do. I mean, I don't know how you have. I mean, again, it's a list, so, but I would say my vote would be that Nico is low.
He took 10
lower than the playoffs.
Oh, he needs to be higher than 5.
Yeah, so okay. He took him to the playoffs. Nico. Last year. That's pretty good.
By the way, Nico's 6'6".
Yeah, it's pretty good.
These guys are. It is good. I love him.
He took Tennessee to the playoffs.
Right.
Was his numbers incredible? No, but he did take him to the playoffs. And I don't think in any way, shape, or form did Tennessee want to lose him. It just happened to be one of those times.
No way.
They did not want to lose
him. NIL chaos.
There was no way they wanted to lose
him. No, that was like they made a stand. They made a certain deal.
I'm glad saying this.
But so just based off of that, now if this is based off of where they think they can be in projection and stuff, but I think 5's a little low for somebody that took Tennessee to the playoffs and had some moments where he looked pretty good. He's in
kind of a challenging spot now. I mean, he didn't get there till when. He probably got there. He got there in time for spring ball, but barely, right?
No, he would not have got there. Spring ball was over when this whole thing happened. Yeah,
it was
over. Oh, you're right. Yeah. He was only there for their version of the Husker games.
Yeah.
He didn't play, just walked.
He didn't play. Late April.
Yeah.
So this is why is it challenging? Because he's got to assimilate quickly into
it's challenging. Yeah, I'm not saying that at all. I'd say if you just were just ranking them.
Oh, I know what you're saying because I like him too. I get a lot of pushback because I like him a lot.
I don't love him. I'm borderline love.
But
I do like him.
There can't be many years. But again, this is one person's rankings, Robin's rankings, sport. But you in the Big Ten at least, you don't see an Ohio State, Oregon, or Michigan quarterback in a top five list. You're talking about, Penn State, Illinois, Nebraska, Indiana, and UCLA. So no USC either in a top five list for quarterback. Ohio's, strange.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know who Michigan's starter is going to be. Ohio State. We
Julian
don't know.
Sain,
we
likely,
don't know
but there's a couple guys competing for that job.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Do we know Oregon starter for sure?
Yeah,
yes.
Dante Moore.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a list. I don't know how to rank them. I mean, I guess the top two makes sense to me. And if you look at the mock draft that you sent us,
we'll get to that next segment. Yes,
just trying to.
But yeah,
people are high on Aller.
There's guys that these are some first round picks apparently in here.
Yeah, so I'm who am I to say that Aller's not a top five pick? Like wow, I mean that all happened fairly suddenly for me. He didn't. The year before last, he didn't throw the ball down the field and had, I would characterize as almost a bad year. Now, last year was good. Yeah. Last year was good.
The take, obviously, is no wideouts. Didn't have any wideouts.
That's a good point. We'll see. That's a good point. But he didn't have much around him.
He played well at USC. But also, the one thing that's interesting about Aller is that you just said, okay, tell me about his moments.
I don't think he had big moments.
He didn't have any, really. Yeah. Where you just go with... How many times do you go to a Drew Aller highlight on ESPN where you're going, I got to see this?
Was it USC?
USC played well. But point is, there's not a bunch of wow plays, right? But all of a sudden, it's like, man, look at this scramble throw that he made on this. And he had, obviously, very steady, good plays. That's what you see from him.
Mm-hmm. But the good point is, he does allegedly have a good receiving core. They brought in a minimum of three transfers. You've talked about the kid from Syracuse, who's supposed to be really good. He threw for 391 against USC. And
Tyler Warren. That was the Warren show. 18 catches, right? Was it 18 catches in that game?
Yeah, you don't want to say he had nothing because he had two great, good to great running backs and a
First round tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were.
They didn't have nothing.
Yeah, they had this many wideouts, but they did have some players.
Elite tight end.
Wasn't there a game where the wideout didn't have a completion?
Was it the playoff?
That was the playoff game. The wideout didn't have, there's no completion to a wide receiver. That's shocking. It's also shocking that Tyler Warren had 18 catches against USC. It's like
they couldn't stop him.
What was going on in the staff meeting? Okay, they don't have any wideouts. But they had this incredible tight end, and he caught 18 balls.
And what was going on at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the head coach, can we hone in on anything? If I'm Lincoln Riley, there's one thing I'm seeing out there. Are you guys aware of this?
This guy is always open.
Did this guy take you by surprise?
This tight end.
His first round guy?
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they have no wideouts, so they have a good running game. But this other guy caught 18 balls. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the meeting on Sunday would have been, I can't imagine how rough it would have been with Ed Ogeron if their first round tight end caught 18 balls. It's like what is going on? And then also it's not like, well, you know, well, Terrence Marshall had 9 catches. Well, the other two receivers were Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. So we're in conflict a lot. That's why he got a lot of really good looks on some things. Okay, that makes some sense to me. Nope, not on this one. No. 18 catches. 18 catches.
He won the game by himself.
The only guy that's not a big guy in this list, these are big guys. I'm a Leva 6'6". Aller 6'5". Mendoza 6'5". Dylan's 6'3½". Altmaier 6'2". Does it concern you that Altmaier was sacked 32 times last year?
Yeah, it'd be concerning.
It's a lot.
I do like him a lot.
You guys, yeah.
He's very slightly built.
Yeah, he's a littler guy.
Yeah, if he's 6'2", I bet he's 180. And they'll say he's way more than
that.
They
list him 205.
He's not 205.
No, he's a little guy.
No, he's not 205. But I would expect a banner year out of him this year. I'd be shocked if it's not.
You know,
third year in the program, right? Third year
with
him. Right,
and I think it'll be his third year in that offensive coordinator system.
Yes,
too.
And so
Barry Lunney.
I would be shocked if he doesn't have that. He doesn't have an incredible year.
But in that offense, is he going to put up big numbers?
He throws it enough. It's not old. It's not Bielema, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Offense. That's not who they are.
Okay.
But no, he's not going to have sick numbers. It's not going to be like going, I threw for 5,400.
Yeah, it's a little different there. They're a little more conservative. How would you say it? A little more conservative.
I think they're a little bit more
defensive.
Control the entire game, which means clock management, which means no problem taking their time, huddling, using the clock. So
there you go.
They're not trying to get 90 plays run. It's like, no, we take care of our defense. So complementary football is a big part of the Bielema plan.
I think you're right. As far as Dylan goes, are you kind of alluding to maybe he got like a hometown discount?
I think so. To be number three in this list. Well, as Bill said, I mean, Nico made the playoffs last year. Can you put Dylan above Nico at UCLA?
The only way you could argue is if you stuck Dylan on Tennessee, what would it look like? You know, if you stuck Dylan at Ohio State, what would it look like? You got to consider. I fell into this trap with Adrian, and I got hammered by Parker Gabriel and Mario Vardusco. Because my thing used to be, and it was erroneous. I used to say, I don't care about any stats with a quarterback except win-loss record. Oh, God. That's the one of the most flawed ways to look at it you can ever imagine.
It's a little flawed. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Give me the win-loss record. That's all I need. No, he can't do that.
Deacon Hill went 10-3 at Iowa. Yeah. Remember him?
Went to Utah Valley and didn't start.
48% passer.
Started with Utah Tech.
It was a correction. I had to wrote a whole column about how I can't do that anymore.
Were you on the rock when the call came in? Were you out there?
Yeah.
No.
You shoemakers?
Shoemakers. You were not shoemakers when this happened?
No. It wasn't like, it, no.
No. No.
So defensive.
It was a rough day for me. No, but it was flawed in that Adrian didn't have guys around me, and not me and Jake. No, I don't want to reopen old wounds, but Adrian didn't have guys around him, so he couldn't judge him. So you got to take into account the whole picture with a quarterback. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying about Dylan. Maybe it'd look a little different if you had like the skill that Tennessee has, or I guess Ohio State's a better.
You have. When you look, it's like, well, you know, playoffs against Ohio State wasn't good. Came on a little bit late, but it wasn't good.
He did come on a little late.
came on a little late, but it wasn't good.
He's running it.
And then because he can run it.
Yeah.
And he runs the ball like Kaepernick ran it. If they decide to run him that much, Kaepernick was almost untackleable. You couldn't tackle him. They ran the midline option stuff with him at Nevada. And trying to tackle him, when I had to defend him, it was the most at 6'6" that could run like this. Remember, I ran in the NFL. And so to try, so that's exactly what Nico was like.
He's put his head down too.
Same thing.
He got a helmet busted against Ohio State.
But then Ohio State, then they went to play Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and it was 38-6 at halftime. So when you say it was bad for Tennessee, and that was at Ohio State, they went to the Rose Bowl. Right. They were up 38-6 at half.
Ohio State was.
And so it wasn't like things were going great for Dylan Gabriel.
No.
Obviously, in that game whatsoever, and he was a third-round draft pick.
It's you can toss these names around a little bit and mix them and match. I get it. But I think we agree that Aller's the best, though, right?
I think it's to play out. You'd have to – I could see saying that. But then there's some moments you have – it's hard to unsee. It's hard to unsee the interception they threw against
Notre Dame.
Against Notre Dame, where it's like we just kind of have – it's hard to unsee it. It really is.
When we come back, it's way too early to look at mock drafts for next year, but there's one out there that has some interesting names, including a number one overall pick that might surprise you. We'll tell you who that is next in an early break on the ticket.
The mock.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.